Welcome to the Climb Podcast. I'm Lynn Robbins. We're joined by Molly Jackson, Associate Professor in the Division of General Internal Medicine in the Department of Medicine at the University of Washington School of Medicine. Molly's going to speak with us about teaching early clinical learners. I'm so excited to hear from you, Molly. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me join.
So I think I'll just start out by asking, increasingly medical schools are integrating clinical experiences into the core curricula for beginning medical students who really don't know that much medicine. So what are some of the benefits of this move towards early integration?
I think there are a number of reasons for it and a number of benefits. One is just the opportunity to be exposed to real patients. Students can really learn early on about how to be empathetic, how to practice compassion, and how to see a real human before them and weave those experiences into their professional identity. Another is that we know that students and humans really learn best when information is presented in a storytelling kind of a way. In this context, we feel like students learn science better when it's presented in the context of real patient cases. Finally, the reality of medicine is that we're no longer practicing in isolated silos. We are really practicing medicine on a team. And students who are able to get exposure to what it really looks like to work on a team early have skills that can carry them more swiftly forward in their professional trajectory that can help students in their own professional identity formation.
In your own development as a physician, did you have key early learning experiences?
One of the most formational things that happened to me was working with a mentor who was a humanist and was the kind of person who really did create these unbelievable connections with patients. And it helped me form a sense of what kind of doctor I wanted to be.
And so now that you're that role model during the early years, what are some of the things that you make sure to do with every single one of your learners?
The first thing that I do with all of my learners is try to get to know them as people. Ask them about what is important to them, who they are, and why they came to medicine. And then I try to get them to see the heart of what I think medicine is all about. And I think largely I try to do it through role modeling and reflection, making time to talk with them. The things that I think are important to show early learners are the value of really working to humanize every patient, to try to get a sense of their journey and their perspectives. I try to ask the patients in front of my learners what they think makes a good doctor. Giving the patient's voice humanizes them and also helps teach the students about what it is that really matters to patients. And then finally, I just try to role model sticking with patients through the ups and downs, sort of standing with them. I try to make space at the end of a clinical day to touch base with learners about how the experience is going and to allow them to ask some questions or have a chance to just observe out loud. It doesn't take a lot of time to just make space for dialogue. The last thing that I really try to do is have patients be teachers, allow them to tell students about what they've learned about their own medical illness along the way, because I think it both humanizes the patients and helps the students learn things that really stick. I think, man, there's so much burnout among physicians, and I think that it is part of our professional responsibility to make the time and take the time to pause and articulate what it is that makes our jobs really great. To help students start to form a sense of being part of something really important, something that is not just a job, but is a service profession. It does prevent burnout to have a sense that medicine is a calling. And so to articulate that to students and to give them a chance to see themselves as that kind of a physician as well.
What are the challenges or some of the challenges that you face working with early learners?
When I first started teaching students in their first couple of years, I was not sure how to begin to teach them about aspects of the heart or the lungs when I knew that they hadn't had the relevant anatomy, or to teach them about specific diagnoses when I knew that they really had no underpinning yet in the pathology or even physiology of that organ system.
So do you have a strategy for figuring out how you need to address each of their individual learning needs?
One of the strategies that I use is just asking students, what block are they in now? What are they learning about right now in medical school? And what have they covered so far? And letting them have a couple of minutes to just fill me in on where they've been. It helps me figure out what anatomy, physiology, and path they've seen. And also it really helps me try to choose things to highlight that they might be learning right now in the classroom. If I know that they're doing a block on pulmonary diseases, I can really be thoughtful about which patients I give them exposure to and really key in to elements of the pulmonary exam that they might be learning about in the classroom and that I can add to.
Oftentimes, people talk about wanting to have students shadow them in the beginning. How do you maximize learning for a student who is shadowing you?
A lot of learning from shadowing comes from reflection at the end of the experience. So if a student is working with a preceptor and it is a slammed, busy clinic day and they are just running from one patient to the next, and there's a pause at lunchtime for even 15 minutes to eat your salad, it is really valuable for the preceptor to turn to the student and say, "What did you notice about the experience this morning?" Or, "Were there any patient cases that really stood out to you?" And even the opportunity to ask questions. I think it's also an opportunity for there to be dialogue between the preceptor and the student about some of the nuances that can happen in medicine and some of the tough clinical cases. Some of those conversations can be some of the more meaningful and formative experiences for students early on. Allowing the student to have a chance to see different kinds of styles of doctoring in a particular practice, and then being nudged to reflect, what did you like about that physician's style? And what did you take home that you want to weave into your own skill set as a physician? The last thing I want to share is this sense of helping students move towards the reality, the shades of gray that really is where medicine lives. Clinical medicine is complicated. There's often a multifactorial problem going on. And for physicians who have students shadowing with them to share back about their own struggles to try to come to the right diagnosis and or to sort of get to the bottom of a problem, and also the recognition that sometimes we don't actually find an answer. Elucidating some of that and just sort of talking out loud about that, a role model can really help a student who is shadowing with them see that medicine is not very black and white.
I think people might struggle with assessment of early learners because they don't have that content hook. What is the basis for your assessment?
It's helpful to set some goals, and those may be goals around history taking. For example, my goal for you in this shadowing experience is to develop some confidence with getting a focused history on a pediatric patient who has come in for an urgent complaint of ear pain. And then talking a little bit about what that looks like. What are the pertinent questions to ask? What are the appropriate things to include or not in a history? Or if the goal is to be able to perform a basic physical exam, you may, over a 6-week experience, try to, in any given day, focus on one portion of the exam. Today, we're going to focus on the cardiac exam. I want to have you watch me in the morning. In the afternoon, I'd like to see you perform the exam on a couple of patients. And at the end of the day, I'm going to watch you do a cardiac exam from stem to stern and give you some feedback. Being specific and actually fairly narrow in the goals, I think, is appropriate for experiences that are offered for early clinical learners and a way to really sort of target skills that need to be progressed. The other thing that you asked about was about just teaching about medical problems. Like, where do you start? If someone comes in with shortness of breath, and I don't know if my student has had anatomy of the heart and lungs or physiology or pathology, I think that starting with open-ended questions to just sort of gauge what your learner knows as appropriate. And so in that setting, that might look like, tell me what you think of when a patient comes in with shortness of breath. And then the student's allowed to have some space to sort of say what they're thinking. And you can gain a lot of understanding about their knowledge and also the organization of that knowledge by some of those open-ended questions. And then if they say, okay, I think that emphysema and maybe heart failure causes shortness of breath, you can be like, great. So tell me a little bit more about what you might be looking for on physical exam if someone comes in with heart failure, or what else would you want to ask about in history? So you can kind of push your learner toward that next step and sort of find that spot where they sort of don't seem to know the answer. And then when you get there, share a pearl or two or a piece of information or two, and then move on so that you're not overwhelming them.
And is there some guidance for preceptors who are just starting to work with early learners about what kinds of feedback should absolutely be given?
Giving students a combination of constructive feedback and supportive feedback early on is important. And students really want constructive feedback. So I think that we need to observe them and then share what we think they did well and share specifically the behaviors or the maneuvers or what have it with it that they need to do differently.
Which resources have you found most helpful in learning to teach early learners?
The most fruitful experiences for me were actually observing other teachers. There's some trial and error involved, and I think that it's important to sit down with learners at the end of an experience that you have with them and ask them about how it went and what you can do better next time as a teacher. Those two things have been the most helpful to me. I think the only other thing I would say is that, you know, students really want to be included in the team, and sort of how they're introduced is really important. Mm-hmm. And when you bring a student into a room saying, this is Sarah Smith, and she is a student learner at the University of Washington School of Medicine who is learning how to be a doctor, and she's joining me today, and you are going to help her gain some of those skills. I think that that feels good for patients, and it feels good for the learner.
How does working with early learners help to rejuvenate you?
It's the best part of my job. Students are energetic and curious and really deeply driven by a powerful value set that brought them to a service profession to begin with. And that makes me really proud to be in my profession, and it also pushes me to be a better doctor. Students also are just so excited about learning the fundamentals of medical practice. And when you have someone around you who's just over the moon to hear a cardiac murmur, it makes you realize how special it is actually to be doing the work that we do.
So Molly, I want to thank you for coming in and speaking with us today about how to teach early learners in the clinical setting.
Thank you for having me. That was fun.
We hope you enjoyed this Climb podcast on how to teach early clinical learners. Check out the other podcasts in this series for helpful tips on how to teach effectively and efficiently in busy clinical settings.